our listeners are very smart. And I'm looking at Rich, who's still hanging around here. Did you know our listeners are very smart? You don't have to answer. Well, not there. Go ahead.
And they're highly educated and attractive.
Really?
Yes. That's what we bring in.
We have groupies?
Yeah, and very rich as well.
Really?
Yes.
Which listeners are you hanging out with that I'm not?
I haven't met them yet, but apparently that's the rumor.
Apparently they're out there. They're all over the state, too, and New York. So our listeners are very, very smart. And somebody put on Facebook the other day, we posted a story, Danny Amendola, the Patriots, took a pay cut. And it's the third consecutive year that Amendola has taken a pay cut to stay in New England and has helped out the team's cap situation. And things like that have allowed the Patriots to go out and make some other moves. Well, one of our listeners posted on that story on Facebook and said, you know, it's really too bad that Amendola has to do something like that. It's really too bad that a guy who's been here, a guy who's been a part of now multiple Super Bowls, he has to continue to take a pay cut. And he goes, do you think that a guy like Amendola resents some of his other Patriot teammates that haven't had to take pay cuts, or resent some of the Patriot teammates that are coming in that are making far more money? And I thought that was a really, really, really interesting question that was posed to us on Facebook. And if you have a thought on that, get on in at 802-655-6672. So again, the question was, Brady, do you think that players like Danny Amendola, who have had to take pay cuts, are resentful towards some of their Patriots teammates? And I will say this. It definitely varies on where a player is at in his career and what his role is on the team. Danny Amendola, I don't believe, is resentful of his Patriot teammates, of a big money guy. Is he resentful of the money that Brandon Cooks doesn't have to give up money and he's going to come in here and probably make more than, or definitely make more than what Amendola is making, which is like $1.8 million or something? No, Amendola can't be resentful, because if he's resentful, he's going to find himself off the team and potentially out of the league. I mean, Danny Amendola is a guy who, he's got to be a 10-year veteran at this point. He's lucky to have a job. Now, he didn't have 25 catches last year. Now, he's a big part of the Patriots team. Caught touchdowns in Super Bowls. He caught a touchdown against the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. He had 4 touchdowns this year. Of his 23 catches, 4 of them were touchdowns. The rest of them seem to be big third down conversions or going for in the red zone. I mean, he's been a productive player. But if Danny Amendola is going to balk at not taking a pay cut, I mean, he was due $6 million or something. Now he's getting 1.8. If he was going to balk at not taking a pay cut, bye. He'll just be he'll be off the team and potentially out of the league. So a guy like Danny Amendola cannot afford to be resentful of what Patriots brass is doing with other players. That's case A. That's guy at the end of his career who needs to do those things to hold on. Case B is guy entering the prime of his career who is absolutely resentful, and that's Malcolm Butler. Malcolm Butler is definitely resentful of the Patriots right now. Malcolm Butler has a one-year tender, $3.91 million. And that sounds pretty good for a guy who was undrafted out of South Alabama, who went to community college. I mean, it sounds pretty good for an undrafted rookie who came from nothing and ends up with $3.91 million. It sounds good. But Malcolm Butler's contention is that I have helped you win 2 Super Bowls. I have been an all-pro player. I have been a guy that has shut down all-pro players. I have done all of those things. And now you don't want to, A, give me a long-term deal, and B, you're going to go bring in Stephon Gilmore, who's going to make $40 million? Who's getting, what, like $65 million, 40 of it guaranteed? Malcolm Butler is absolutely resentful. Now, he didn't take a pay cut like Amendola did, but he's taking far less than what he feels he deserves. That tender is far less than what he thinks he deserves. Malcolm Butler thinks that money that's going to Stephon Gilmore should be going to him. $65 million should be going to him. And Malcolm Butler's contention is one that's understandable. I mean, if I'm Malcolm Butler, I'd feel the same way. I'm a guy who is, you know, same age-ish as Gilmore. I'm a guy who's been more productive, has played for this team before, knows this system, has helped you win 2 Super Bowls, and you're going to go give him 10 times more money, 10 times as much money as you're giving me. I absolutely understand the resentment in Malcolm Butler. And I think that Malcolm Butler, by signing that tender pre-draft, is just trying to get on the Patriots roster so that he can be traded. I think his resentment runs so deep that I don't think Malcolm Butler wants to play in New England in 2017. I think, so for all the people that are talking about what a great 1-2 the Patriots could have, I don't think we're ever going to see it. I don't think we're ever going to see Butler and Gilmore on the field together, because I think Butler, he signed this tender for one reason only, to facilitate a trade before the draft, which is now just a week away. It is Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN.